When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I was about 14 when one night I was walking back from my best friend's house. It was a cold winter and the bike path was extremely icy. It was about 9:30, so the area was deserted. I got about halfway along the path when this old man riding a rickety bike rode straight past me. He looked like he was around 85, so I was a bit confused when I saw him. He rode up along the path and kept going.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
The path split in two directions and he continued along the first. My house was on the second. I watched him take the turn up the first path and I got onto the second. Again, it was just me and the sound of my footsteps. Now, this was where it got freaking scary. A loud sound of a bike bell came from behind me. Turning back, I saw it was the same old man and he was following me on his bike. I'll never forget his face. I can see it now. The way he stared. Cloudy but focused eyes locked on me like I was the only thing in existence. I increased my pace and he kept following. Once I walked up to my porch, the old man watched me while sitting on his bike from the other side of the road. The fact that he now knows my address gave me a sleepless night. But as he hadn't done anything to harm me yet, I ignored the matter. The next morning, I was doing my workouts in my dad's garage when I heard the sound of a shutter click. I quickly looked back but saw no one in the empty streets. I resumed my workouts when I heard a chuckle. I had never turned my head so fast in my entire life. It was him. The creepy old man who followed me home last night.
What the hell? What are you doing here?
No, no, no. Don't be afraid of me. I just wanted to say hi to such a beautiful girl. Here, I brought these for you.
He took out a small bouquet of roses and held them to my face. His wide eyes stared at me, accompanied by a huge grin. I wanted to say no, but then thought if I just take the flowers, he'd go away. So, I did. As soon as I took the flowers, he took out his phone.
You sure are sweaty. You don't want to get heat stroke. You might want to take your shirt off.
What? No! Get lost!
He started getting close to me and giggling in a very freaky way. I screamed at the top of my lungs and pushed him. He stumbled on the ground and I ran inside to call my parents. By the time I was back with them, the old man had vanished into thin air. My parents had installed a CCTV camera in the garage through which they saw the footage of the man approaching me. I was strictly told not to wander alone, and the next time I see him, I should call 911. The next day, I got invited to a sleepover at my friend's house. There were three of us staying that night. When my dad dropped me at Kathy's, my eyes took a quick scan of the area. I heard a bike bell and got goosebumps, but when I saw it was just a boy passing by, I heaved a sigh of relief.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, don't worry, Dad.
All right. Good night, kiddo. You have fun with your friends. I'll pick you up in the morning, okay?
Good night, Dad. See you tomorrow.
I stood outside Kathy's house watching my dad drive away. I remained there for a few more minutes. Something at the back of my mind kept giving me a bad feeling. I was looking around with terrified eyes, thinking I would see that old man any minute. Then Kathy patted me on the back.
Hey, what are you waiting for? Trixie has already arrived. Jeez! You scared me! Whoa, you look tense, dude. Are you okay? Let's go.
We went in and I filled my friends in about that guy.
Darn, what a creep! If he came near me, I would have kicked him in the nuts.
My friends kind of blamed me, saying that if I hadn't taken the flowers from him, things wouldn't have escalated that far. But I was only a teen who was just starting to learn about the dangers of the world. I had enough talking about the creeper, so I suggested to my friends we should do something fun. That's when Kathy said,
"Hey, wanna go to the basement and try Dad's drinks?" "Really? You want a drink?" "Yeah, why not? Mom and Dad are at the neighbors across the street. They won't be back before midnight."
Now, the basement of Kathy's house was a little different than ours. There was a big window close by the stairs from where we could see outside. Kathy and Trixie started drinking while I stood on the stairs looking outside that window. It was quite dark, so I could barely see anything. As I leaned on the glass to get a good look, a flash of light blinded me. It took a few seconds for my eyes to adjust. Outside the window was a face. The face of an old man plastered against the glass. His eyes were staring back at me. There was an unending hunger in them. The fact that he was looking back at me from the other side of the window made me numb with fear. My suspicion had come true. The creep had followed me to my friend's house as well. Another flash of light appeared as he took my picture on his phone. Seeing the light coming from the window and me staring like a statue, Kathy got up to see. As she came in front of the window, she screamed at the top of her lungs. Loud running footsteps pounded outside and I fainted. All of our parents went straight to the cops that night, but the old man couldn't be identified or found. I haven't seen him after that, and I would always get anxious whenever I was around old people for a long time. Even today, when my son meets a stranger, I keep a strict eye on him. It only takes a few seconds to get traumatized for life these days.
The story you just saw is based on this terrifying footage. The footage serves as a reminder on why you should never leave your kids outside. The following clip shows a young girl simply trying to enjoy her day when a freaky old man appears from the streets after noticing her working out in her garage. At first, the old man hides in the corner and takes out his phone. He starts recording her very sneakily. Then, he walks inside the garage holding flowers. He pretends to be friendly and offers the girl the flowers. You can see the girl hesitating and stepping back at first, but being innocent, she ends up taking the flowers. It's possible that she thought the man will go away if she took the flowers, but the man goes up being even creepier after a few seconds. He takes out his phone and asks the girl if he could take her pictures. Thankfully, the girl sees the red flag and pushes the man onto the ground. She screams and then kicks the old man running inside her house. The man doesn't stay any longer and quickly gets up to run. There's no news on the man getting caught, but hope the girl never had to see him again.
I'm never going to be friendly to the new kid again. It's not like they're a bad person, it's just something about them makes my skin crawl. All the kids at school gave him a wide berth and avoided him like the plague, but I tried to be nice, at least to start with. I mean, why wouldn't you be nice to the new guy? I've been a new guy before, and I know how it feels. Or I thought I did. Hey, David, you're really cool.
Thanks, man. You too. I hope you had a good first day.
I did. Thanks. Say, I was wondering, do you want to come have a sleepover at my house?
Yeah, sure, why not? I didn't want to. Heck, it wasn't like he was my friend or anything, but I still felt slightly obligated to be friendly to him, and so I decided to go along with it. The few minutes of school left passed quickly, and I was soon on my bike and headed over to the address he had given me. When I arrived at his place, it was all kinds of wrong. There were busted windows and broken furniture littering the lawn, and none of the lights were working despite it being nighttime. Still, I wanted to give him a chance, so I went in anyway. Once inside, everything seemed okay, if a little different from what I was used to. Strange paintings hung on the walls, and there wasn't much in terms of furniture, but we managed to make ourselves comfortable enough by playing video games together, until eventually we decided to go to bed. One thing that was weird, however, was that I hadn't met his parents. They didn't seem to be anywhere. I couldn't help but be curious, and so I decided to ask him why. David looked away from me.
They're out right now. A party.
Oh, I get it. Cool. I didn't get it, but I figured he had his own reasons. Maybe his parents were drunk and he didn't want to talk about it. We both got ready for bed and eventually fell asleep, or at least I did. I'm not sure if he ever did. I woke up in the middle of the night, a weird feeling making me stir from my dreams. I didn't know what made me wake up, but when I cracked my eyes open, I saw David standing there with a pipe raised above his head and an unsettling glint in his eyes. He was just standing there, grinning wider and wider as he watched me. I laid motionless, my breath stuck in my throat, terrified at what he was going to do next. What made it even worse was his appearance. He might have been short and slightly chubby, yeah, but his broad arms and hands were raised sky high with the pipe. His eyes had wrinkles on wrinkles beneath them, and his small mouth quivered with excitement. His fat folds jiggled beneath his clothes as he shifted slightly. After what felt like an eternity, he finally dropped the pipe and began to draw something on a drawing board I hadn't noticed before. I could only make out some of the details in the low light, but it looked like he was drawing a man and a woman, with both of them looking not so alive at the moment. Suddenly, however, he began drawing a third character. This was when I realized exactly what he was drawing. The third character stood above the other two, holding what was clearly a pipe. He was drawing a picture of himself and what he had done to his parents. My heart was racing, and the room started to spin as I tried to think of a way out of this situation. I was about to move when I realized he had noticed as well. He quickly wiped the drawing board off and turned toward me again, grabbing his pipe. I inched my fingers toward my phone, but he began to speak.
You're not going to be able to call your parents, David. I'll do to them what I did to mine.
What do you mean? Why are you awake?
I tried to play innocent, but he wasn't buying it. I saw you stirring while I drew my picture. You saw it, didn't you?
The fear crept up my spine. He lunged forward and grabbed my arm, dragging me away from the door. He dropped me to the ground, then quickly bolted out the door, locking it behind him. I heard him mumble something about making this quick as he scrambled to lock the windows as well. That's when it hit me. He was going to off me. He wanted me gone, just like his parents. I started to panic, but I also knew this was my only chance. I had to make it out alive. I ran to the window. I could hear myself struggling to find something outside, presumably something to silence me with, but I was already pushing the window open. I heard it creak and crack as it moved, but I pushed through and started to climb out. Once outside, I ran as fast as I could. The streets were empty, save for the occasional car or two. I heard a scream of anger behind me, and I turned around, watching as he ran from the house, his pipe held high. But I didn't stop running. I kept running until I reached the safety of my parents' house. The police came soon after I made it home. They said they found evidence that David had been living on his own since his parents had gone missing, but there was no proof that he had gotten rid of them. That's when I realized how lucky I had been to escape from David's house alive. The worst part about this, though, is that because the police couldn't find any evidence, he's not going to jail. Luckily for me, he'll have to transfer since he'll be sent to an adoption agency.
What's creeping me out, however, is that on the day he left, someone slid a letter into my parents' mailbox with a note scribbled on it. If you want to meet my parents so badly, I can help. It freaks me out to think that sometime in the future, he might just escape the adoption agency and come back here for revenge.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
It happened 3 years ago. My best friend Ashley and I attended a music school during the summer. We met this strange, skinny-looking girl named Elena. She was very close to Ashley, so she invited the two of us over to her place for a sleepover. I still remember when her dad, Mr. Van Buten, came to pick us up from school. He was an unusually hideous-looking man. His head was balding and swollen, his legs short and stubby. His pale skin was quite hairy, and he had warts all over his face and body. Just one look at him made me want to gouge my eyes out. I felt uneasy as he drove. I would often catch glimpses of his small, beady eyes gawking at me through the rearview mirror. He also made these heavy breathing noises, like he was gasping for breath. Things became even more unsettling when he started saying creepy things like,
"You girls smell very nice. I love teenage girls. I wish I could have 100 more daughters like Elena."
Finally, when we got to Elena's house, we went into her room and changed into our pajamas. We played truth or dare, pillow fights, and other fun sleepover games. Admittedly, I was having a blast, but I couldn't shake the feeling that we were being watched. I often noticed her dad's beady eyes in the dark as he peered at us through the space in her bedroom door. After a while, Elena left the room to get us both some soda to drink. I tried confiding in Ashley.
"Hey, I'm a little uncomfortable. I think something's wrong with Elena's dad. I think he's been watching us."
"Yeah, I noticed that too, but it's just one night. We'll leave first thing tomorrow morning."
Her words calmed me somewhat, but little did I know things were about to get worse. Much worse.
"I'm back with the soda."
Elena brought us a soda bottle each. It was a strange green-colored drink that I had literally never heard of before. I also noticed that the seals of the bottle caps had been tampered with.
"Finally! I'm so thirsty."
Ashley gulped down the whole bottle in a heartbeat. I, on the other hand, left mine for later.
I gotta go to the bathroom." "Sure, there's one just down the hall."
I made my way toward the bathroom. The hallway was very dark and gloomy. Aside from the eerie ticking noise of the old grandfather clock downstairs, everywhere was silent. Suddenly, I heard some muttering sounds and muffled crying coming from the ceiling. My blood froze, and my ears became hot as I tried to trace the source of the sound. It seemed to be coming from the attic. I inched closer to the attic door overhead. It had a long cord attached to it. For a moment, my paranoid mind entertained the thought of pulling the cord and opening the door to the attic. Suddenly, Elena's dad appeared out of nowhere.
"Susan."
His sinister, throaty voice made my skin crawl. I could feel the hair on the back of my neck stand on end.
"Good evening, Mr. Van Buten. Sorry, I didn't see you there."
I stuttered.
"What's the matter, Susan? Why aren't you with the others?"
"Oh, I was looking for the bathroom, but I got a little lost."
"Oh, it's just down the hall. Let me know if you need any help getting there."
"Thank you, Mr. Van Buten. No, I will be fine."
I walked away from him as quickly as I could. He, on the other hand, didn't move an inch. He just stood there, staring creepily as I walked into the bathroom. Luckily, he was gone by the time I was done. I walked back to the room, and we watched a movie together. After that, we all went to sleep. I drifted off on a roll-up mattress, but I couldn't get much sleep because of how spooked out I was. Suddenly, I heard the thud of heavy footsteps close by, followed by bursts of heavy breathing. It sounded so close. I could almost feel it on my skin. I opened my eyes, and the footsteps quickly hurried away. Elena was no longer in the room, and Ashley was fast asleep.
Ashley, wake up!
I pushed and nudged, but she didn't budge. She was so knocked out that an explosion could go off, and she wouldn't even notice. Just then, I spotted red flickers of light beeping from within Elena's wardrobe. I opened the wardrobe, and to my shock, I found a portable hidden camera in there. It was recording everything that was going on in the room.
What the hell is going on?
Before I could pry any further, I heard sobs and whispers again. It was coming from the attic. But now, it was louder than before. Emboldened, I went straight for the attic door and pulled down the stairs. Slowly, I walked up the attic. The stairs creaked with every step I took. I was petrified by what I found up there. Young girls, each one about my age, all dressed in white and tied up. There were at least six of them. Each was so bony and lanky that they probably hadn't eaten in days.
Oh God! What is this?
They begged me to free them. Some even asked me to take their lives. Just then, Mr. Van Buten emerged from the shadows.
Ah, Susan. I see you're eager to join the others. No worries. I asked Elena to help me bring a white dress that'll fit you like a fiddle.
In an instant, I slipped past him and tumbled down the attic stairs. I ran back into the room and tried to wake Ashley up.
Ashley, wake up! Wake the hell up!
I shoved and pushed, but no dice.
Try all you want! She's not going anywhere, and neither are you!
He inched towards me. Desperate, I opened the bedroom window and jumped out to the yard below, limping and crying. I ran as fast as I could until I was able to hitch a ride to my house. When I got home, I told my dad all that happened. The next day, we went back to the house with the police but found no one there. Ashley was gone too. All we found were creepy recordings of all the girls who had come to the house for sleepovers. It's been 3 years since then, and there's still been no sign of Ashley. I'm just glad I was able to escape that madhouse, but I'm so deeply saddened that my friend wasn't so lucky.